Have you ever tried setting a boundary with someone only to have them completely ignore it? That's what it's like dealing with a narcissist. They don't just push boundaries. They test, ignore, and try to crush them. But that doesn't mean you don't set them. It means you absolutely must set boundaries and stay until the end. When I share with you how to get your free 7-day setting boundaries challenge. This is the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast that is all about real talk and practical tips for building self-esteem, confidence, and self-worth so you can step into your power and live life on your terms. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button and let's grow together. And if you're loving the show, a quick review helps more people find it. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's shine a little brighter today. Today we're tackling setting boundaries with a narcissist. What it is, how to recognize it, and how to shut it down for good. Boundaries protect your energy, emotions, and peace of mind. Without them, people take advantage of your kindness, drain your energy, and manipulate situations to serve their needs at your expense. With narcissists, boundaries are even more crucial because they often see limits as challenges. They are experts at pushing and wearing you down. If you don't establish firm boundaries, you constantly accommodate their needs while your well-being takes a back seat. If you're dealing with a narcissist, whether it's a parent, friend, coworker, or that one family member who thrives on drama, here are three key boundaries you need. Care about them without taking on their burden. Narcissists tend to shift responsibility for their emotions onto others. They rely on you to validate their feelings, fix their problems, or provide endless support. The more you give to them, the more they expect you to handle their problems. Setting a boundary means not engaging in arguments designed to bait you, not apologizing for things you haven't done, and not feeling guilty for prioritizing your well-being. If they attempt to manipulate you with guilt or blame, remember that their feelings are their responsibility, not yours. Stop defending yourself. Your boundaries matter. When you set a boundary, a narcissist will often try to challenge or undermine it. They may demand an explanation, twist your words, or make you feel guilty for setting limits. The more you explain, the more they try to find loopholes. You can try setting a boundary like, "This is not up for discussion." This statement is short and direct. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for your choices. The key is to say what you mean and stick to it. If they challenge your boundary, repeat yourself without engaging in a drawn-out debate. Narcissists take and take. It's time to set limits. Narcissists have a way of demanding time and attention, often without considering your needs. They will call at all hours, expect immediate responses, or assume you are always available to listen to their problems. If you allow this pattern to continue, you'll quickly find yourself emotionally exhausted. You can try setting a boundary like, "I'm only available to talk on," and then set your terms, or, "I can only help you on," and again, set your terms. Setting this boundary means limiting phone calls to certain hours, reducing how often you see them, or choosing not to engage with them in certain situations. If they try to test your boundary, as mentioned earlier, don't explain. Just enforce it. Over time, they will either respect your limits or expose their unwillingness, clarifying the relationship. Here's the part nobody warns you about. Narcissists don't like boundaries. When you set one, expect a reaction. Pushback is not a reason to back down. It's proof that the boundary is necessary. Here are ways they will respond. They will guilt you into doing what they want, and then you resent them for it. Narcissists are skilled at making you feel selfish for looking after your needs. They will say things like, "I guess you don't care about me anymore." "You're being cold and selfish." "I would never treat you this way." They use guilt to wear you down and make you give in. Recognize this as manipulation and hold firm. A narcissist will twist the story to make you the problem. If guilt doesn't work, they shift to anger. They accuse you of being difficult, dramatic, or unreasonable. They lash out verbally, criticize your choices, or try to shame you. Narcissists use shame like a weapon, making you feel like you're wrong just for standing up for yourself. They will say things like, "You always have to make this difficult." This tactic breaks your confidence and makes you second-guess your boundaries. What you can do is don't engage. Let the narcissist have the reaction, but don't let it change your decision. Shame only has power if you accept it. Remind yourself that having boundaries is not something to feel guilty about. Their discomfort with your boundaries does not mean you're doing something wrong. Responding with anger or defensiveness only fuels the argument. Instead, keep your response neutral and detached. Narcissists love to dismiss your boundaries and act like you're overreacting. A narcissist will pretend your boundary doesn't even exist. They will continue to call, show up unannounced, or make demands, pretending the conversation never happened. Enforce the boundary again. If they ignore it, reduce engagement further. Consistency is key. Be that broken record. Some people worry that setting boundaries means shutting people out completely. But boundaries aren't about cutting people off. They're about creating healthy expectations and protecting yourself from toxic behavior. When someone respects your boundary, your relationship stays balanced and healthy. And if they don't, it's a sign that the relationship is one-sided. Letting go of a relationship can be painful, and at times, you might feel lonely. But in the long run, prioritizing your well-being will help you feel stronger, freer, and more confident in yourself. Surrounding yourself with people who respect your boundaries will bring you more peace and emotional security than holding on to relationships that drain you. Your boundaries are there to help you live a healthier, happier life, not to punish others. The right people will respect them. The wrong people will fight them. Either way, you learn who belongs in your life. If you remember one thing from today's episode, let it be this. Stop. S. Set your boundaries clearly, without explanation. T. Take back your time. Limit access and protect your energy. Own your decisions. Stand firm when they push back. And P, prepare for pushback. Expect guilt, blame, or anger, but don't engage. Next time someone pushes against your boundaries, remember to stop and hold your ground. What's one boundary you want to set this week? Let me know in the comments or share this with a friend who needs it. Ready to strengthen your boundaries? Download my 7-Day Setting Boundaries Challenge. This free PDF guide will walk you through practical steps to set clear and firm boundaries in your life. Go to lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com for your free 7-Day Setting Boundaries Challenge. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?